Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thanks for being with us. And we begin with a story of tribute to a great and dominant empire. Imagine yourself an emissary from a far-off province. What would you offer Caesar in devotion? Something that says loyalty and fealty, and also the best features of your home. Got something? Good. Now, what if Caesar was Jeff Bezos?
Hello, my name is Jeff Bezos.
And the empire was called Amazon. In early September, Amazon put out the call to cities all across North America. The empire desires a new outpost, a second headquarters, HQ2, it's called. What did they need? A place with 1 million people, good schools, a diverse population, and a locale that could accommodate tens of thousands of workers. The tributes poured in as the great cities of North America asked for the favor of Bezos.
Oh, pick me, me, me!
New York, Chicago, Boston, all offering to bend the knee. In return, $5 billion in investment and 50,000 jobs. Philadelphia says it's willing to overhaul its tax system. Tucson sent a 21-foot cactus, and one town in Georgia got into the spirit of empire. It offered to change its name to Amazon.
So Alexa, where is the best place for Amazon to locate its second world headquarters?
Danbury, Connecticut.
Obviously, Washington, D.C.
Pittsburgh. Frisco, Texas.
Calgary is the perfect spot.
Without a doubt, Sacramento is prime for you.
Kansas City.
Milwaukee meets all of Amazon's requirements.
Check, 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 double check.
Today is the final deadline for pitches for all of those hopeful supplicants. But one place already knows the impact Amazon can have. Seattle.
It was like this fire hose coming at us. We found out some horrible things. We found out we should have built a proper transit network 50 years ago. We found out that our housing shortage was going to completely blow out of control. Now we've doubled the cost of the rent, and we've doubled the cost of buying a house, and there isn't any stock anyway. It's not a good situation for people who live in the city.
That's Carolyn Adolf, a reporter covering growth for KUOW in Seattle. She and colleague Joshua McNichols set out to examine how the Amazon empire has fundamentally changed their city. And they did it in the podcast Primed, What Happens When Amazon Comes to Your Town?
Amazon started out here as a tiny company, you know, something one would start in a garage. It came into the center of Seattle and really started growing at a key point in the middle of the Great Recession, when people here were crying for jobs. We had 10% unemployment. And so, you know, it started out being this salvation that quickly became, oh, wow, how come we can't keep up with this thing? We thought Amazon might build out to something largish, but not 40,000 plus workers with an additional 50,000 plus workers that came in to support those jobs. It was a prosperity bomb that ended up having this wide blast zone. Now we've got this commute zone that's blown out, and people are constantly trying to move to the edges of the region in order to find some sort of place to live that they can afford.
You've been getting out into Seattle to talk about the people who lived in this blast zone. Here's Robin Thompson.
The people that get hired to come here, I think they make a lot more money. The rest of the people that have to commute in to work here aren't making enough. And you don't have enough time in your day to commute and then have time with your family if you have to commute in. You can't afford to live here.
And let's round that out, because here's another resident, Sam Lucchese.
Traffic, street, traffic, 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 traffic. Did they hear that? Traffic.
Sam could not have been more clear, Carolyn.
No, he could not have. And this is the thing. When you send workers who work near the center of the city out to the edges every day, it just creates this enormous amount of congestion. I mean, he's complaining about traffic. It's a shorthand. But I think Robin Thompson builds it out really well, that it slows down your whole life. I think it feels to a lot of people like their unspoken contract. with their Seattle life has broken down. But there's another greater thing than that, Todd, and that's the fact that 57 people walk in the door of Seattle every day. We build 18 housing units. It's a game of musical chairs in which when you do not get a chair, you do not have housing. The region created 328,000 jobs somehow with Amazon at the heart of it, and that somehow overall that the end result was a doubling or tripling of the homeless population.
I mean, what you're describing, Carolyn, and I don't want to overstate it, sounds like a classic Faustian bargain. You know, the thing you wish for, the thing you want, the jobs, the money, the standard of living, all comes with a cost that should have been predictable, but maybe wasn't.
I think that that's true. I mean, when you go to South Lake Union, where Amazon's territory is, you see all these signs of wealth. You know, you see the Tesla store, and you see six kinds of oysters at the corner grocery. But beyond that, what you just see is this world where everybody else kind of feels locked out. The region may receive tax benefits. You know, we do get more tax income from the business taxes that Amazon pays, but it doesn't trickle into the lives of ordinary people, and they're the ones who are feeling this.
So talk a little bit about the desire on the part of a city to get a big company like Amazon and just what they have in their eyes, what they think they'll get from this deal.
Well, I mean, they're looking at jobs, and these are not fulfillment center jobs. These are highly skilled workers, 100K. This is transformative, not just to the tax base, but to the whole texture of the community. And Amazon likes to bring in workers from the outside. So suddenly, if you're not a tech hub, this is an elixir. It would change everything about the fate of your city going forward. There are very few things that are parallels to it. I think the other thing is to look at the wonderful information that Amazon is going to derive from this whole request for proposal process. It is receiving right now from cities all across the continent a playbook of how that city's tax structure works, what are the wiggly parts, you know, how much tax incentive a city is prepared to offer up, and that can all be held by Amazon for years to come. Mm.
That's the cautionary tale, Carolyn. If Seattle could go back in time, do you think, and court Amazon once again, do you think it would do it just the same?
I think that the city of Seattle would do it exactly the same. We gave $1 billion in infrastructure improvements and probably have broken even on the tax receipts, or will at some point. The question is what people want. One of the more trenchant comments that came from our Facebook groups was from somebody who said about HQ2, can we just like turn off the light and pretend we're not here and not even apply for this thing? Mm. The Seattle region did decide to make a bid for this, but it's just, please, no more growth from Amazon. This has been a real chorus here.
Carolyn Adolph is the co-host of Primed, What Happens When Amazon Comes to Your Town. And one town out there is about to find out what happens. Carolyn Adolph with KUOW in Seattle. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
This is Desi from Hartsville, South Carolina, and it'd be really nice if Amazon, for some odd reason, ended up here in the middle of nowhere. Our town could really use the economy boost that having a big company like that would bring.
This is J.P. Paulus from the south side of Chicago, and I would love to have Amazon establish a headquarters in Chicago, but I would like to have it in the south or west sides, which are primary minority neighborhoods versus downtown where everybody seems to gather.
Joey from Denton, Texas. The tax breaks alone should give pause to any city pining to host Amazon HQ2. Numerous cities would likely never recoup the tax falls granted to one of the richest companies in the world.
What do you think about Amazon coming to your town? 877-8-MY-TAKE is the number.